Well, hello, everybody. I hope you're doing well out there around the world. We're doing great here at 9,000 feet. Beautiful day. It's amazing when you live at the altitude just how wonderful the sky looks, really deep blue, and the stars at night like they're right there. Hey, what I want to do on this episode, because I've had a lot of requests for different types of content, and I thought that we would spend some time on this complex issue, and it's so important to me that we're going to do two podcasts. So this one, I will have five tips on this subject, and then we'll do one later on with the rest of them. So you'll have 10 tips, and the topic for this podcast has to do with a crisis. We're going to define what a crisis is and then how to deal with these tough situations. I think it's important. I have over 30 years in public relations and marketing, and a substantial percent of that has had me work in those tough situations. So I thought it was important that we go through those and give you some insight. So get your iPad, your pen, pencil, however you take notes, and we're going to provide five steps that I know that if you were to implement these, you would have a much better chance of getting through that tough situation. So let's begin by defining what is a crisis. Most people, when you ask them what is a crisis, they would tell you it's the ambulance coming to your business, it's the fire truck coming to your business, the police department. You see those flashing lights, you hear the sirens, and that's what business owners and nonprofit executive directors think as a crisis. And that's true. That is the type of crisis that will likely get you on the front page of the newspaper, maybe on television, and depending on how terrible it is, you could end up being mentioned around the globe. But I would tell you there are other types of crises that are probably more realistic in most American businesses and nonprofits, and that's crises like this, when you have to go in to an employee and you have to terminate him or her. You have to go into a division chief and say, we're reducing your budget or your staff. Or you have to go into a department or someone's come into your department and said that that program, that project, that initiative, we have decided that it's no longer part of our company or part of the nonprofit. Now, those types of crises can have an impact just as much as the fire, the shooter, the car coming through your front window, especially if you don't handle it. And then there's always, unfortunately, the potential for sexual harassment or a racial incident. So I define crisis as any situation that is threatening or could threaten to harm people or property, seriously interrupt your business or nonprofit, significantly damage reputation and or negatively impact your bottom line. That's how I define it, and that's how I would suggest that you define it as well. So let's get into the five steps for this podcast on how to handle those tough situations. And the first one is in your mind, and go ahead and write down, if you will, to say when, not if. Okay? Believe it will happen. When I was the director of public affairs at NORAD, we believed that we would be attacked. But in those days, we were looking outward. You can remember the nation states that were there back 14 years ago before we had 9/11. But because we believed it would happen, we had systems in place, we had qualified personnel, we had training, and we were then very quickly able to turn that, all of that, into looking inward. And now the world has changed, and of course, NORAD looks outward and inward. But my point here is that we believed it would happen, and we planned for it. You need to believe it's going to happen in your nonprofit or in your business. Now, there are some crises that you can anticipate. Natural disasters is one. We live at altitude here. Snowstorms, blizzards are always a potential. Of course, there's fires that are a potential. There are hurricanes, floods, those things. You see them just about every day. And they're impacting businesses and nonprofits all over. So you can anticipate those. You pretty much can tell when the hurricane season is, when the fire season is. You can anticipate a crisis in terms of if they decide to tear up the street in front of your business, in terms of how do you get people in and out of your business or in and out of your nonprofit. The important thing here, by saying when, not if, is to understand that the ostrich has left the zoo. It's going to happen. And if you're proactive and preparing for a crisis, there are benefits. The second thing I'd like for you to do is to conduct a vulnerability audit. Now, that sounds like a lot, but you know, it's really sitting down and asking yourself these questions. And it's basically, if you do this, then you've started along the journey, and then you know what you already have and what you might need to fix and integrate into your crisis planning. First question is, do you have a crisis team? We'll talk a little bit more about what that is. And is that team, are they identified, and do they know their responsibilities? So write that down, and if you don't have one, I'm recommending that you put one in place. Where is that first hour response checklist? The first hour is huge today in the instant information world in which we live, and especially with social media and everybody having a smartphone. So what are you going to do during that first hour? If you can win that first hour, it will be huge going forward. Do you have a list of emergency contacts? Number four, notification procedures. How do you go about notifying the boss, the senior team, when there is a tough situation? Number five, do you have procedures for bomb threats, workplace violence, and natural disasters? Number six, what would your media response be? Do you have a communications plan? Have you thought about the media and what you're going to do when they come to the steps of your business? The next item to review is, do you have an organizational fact sheet that's ready, printed at your fingertips? Also part of the vulnerability audit is, have you thought about the internet and your social media response? Huge. With all your employees potentially wanting to text, post, tweet. And finally, as part of the vulnerability audit, do you have resources, including translation, and stress counseling services? It is a global world out there, and are you prepared to communicate in different languages? So those are the first two steps. Number three is assign your crisis team the people and the jobs. And here is who I would have on the crisis team to start. And these may be obvious, but let's go through them and you write them down. Yes, the boss needs to be on that team. Your CEO or your business owner, your nonprofit executive director. Number two, if you have a director of communications or a PR director or a public affairs person, they should be on the team. If you don't have a team member that's inside your company or your nonprofit, then I would recommend that you seek a PR agency or firm that has experience and that they can be at the ready when that crisis occurs. Also on your crisis team is your attorney. If you don't have an attorney, same approach applies. See if you can't liaison with one and get one on retainer. Now, each of you can then take this list of four and add to it depending on your business, but you need to assign your crisis team. The fourth step to handle a tough situation is to identify and train spokespeople. You really want only authorized people to speak. Now, it may be seen as a natural that, well, the boss is going to speak. And we'll talk more about that in a second. I am encouraging, after being involved in many different kinds of crisis situations, that you pre-screen the person or persons, you train them, you put them in scenarios that would likely happen, and you consider a lead spokesperson and a backup, because things do happen, meetings run long, people get sick, they might have to travel. I have met senior level executives who could stand up in front of a 1,000-person conference audience without fear and perform great. But then they get virtual lockjaw when they knew a video camera was pointed their way for a one-on-one interview. So it's important to understand in today's world to have the right people. And you may have someone who's great on television, then someone else who you could do radio, and someone else who could do your social media and your print. But identify and train spokespeople is number four and needs to be done now. And finally, for this podcast, the fifth step to handle a tough situation is have a crisis plan. I know from 30 years of experience that you can't plan for a crisis while you're having one. So put that plan together. And again, I hope you have your pen, your keyboard, your pencil, because I'm going to give you the format for what I recommend would be a good crisis plan approach, okay? So in this plan, you would have the crisis team, who they are, what their jobs are, as one of the tabs or section one, however you want to format it, but you need to list them. You would have in your plan the first hour response checklist. What are you going to do when the crisis happens? And you would do this in like 15-minute increments. So you could have a clock like 0 to 15, we're going to do this, 15 to 30, we're going to do that. That kind of thing. You want to have your emergency contacts in your plan. You want to have your notification procedures in your plan. You want to have your procedures for your bomb threats, workplace violence, natural disasters in your plan. Does this sound like what I've already talked about in terms of preparing? Absolutely. But now you're writing them down and you're putting them in your plan and you're sharing that with everybody in your business or your nonprofit. You would have a section on media response. You'd have your organizational fact sheet. You would have a section on your internet and social media response. And then finally, your section on resources, budgets, translation, and stress counseling services. look, folks, it's not if, it's when. A crisis is going to happen. If you were to call me or email me and you tell me what your business is or your nonprofit, I could give you a list of potential tough situations. I think you probably know what they are already. Write those down. Listen to this podcast as many times as you need. These steps will work. If you'd like to hear more about this, we have written blog posts over time. You can search our library. But I'll be back with giving you 5 more tips. Again, I hope you have a great day. You can find us at www.pereniusassociates.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. And our vision here at Perenius Associates is we take public relations to new levels. Give us a call if you would like to learn more. Have a great day.